right, so today we're here with our superstar client, Christina, who came to our Austin mini meetup we're having today. How are you liking it so far?
A lot of fun.
Yes, it's awesome. We want to do these more often. We're doing these, obviously we have an online coaching program. We also want to meet our amazing clients in person as well and see how much progress they've made. And I want to have you on here because you've had such an incredible journey these past months with us and really getting the results that you always wanted on a plant-based diet. Maybe just so we can start this interview, where are you from, how old are you, and also what's your plant-based story? What made you get into that?
Okay. My name's Christina. I am from Dallas, Texas. I am 50 years old, 50 years young. And I started my plant-based journey because my daughter was interested in going vegetarian. So we tried vegetarian for a little while, thought about pescatarian, and then eventually I said, I need to take care of myself. You're out of the house now. I'm going to start this vegan journey. And so I went cold turkey when I joined vegancoaching.com.
Love that. Yeah, that's how I also went vegan, really quickly, overnight almost. So love to hear that. So before you got into the program, I was curious, was like a weight loss transformation always something that you were working on? How long has it been like a topic for you?
Yeah, weight loss is always, obviously, as you get older, for women especially, you've had kids, you tend to put your family first, you start to gain weight, menopause sets in or starts happening, and they always tell you it's your hormones or it's your metabolism or this or that. There's all these stories that the doctors tell you, right? And so I'd been struggling. My weight was gradually going up for the last couple years, and I'd been working out with trainers, and I would work out and lose a couple pounds, but I never was able to sustain anything. It was always an up and down, and my weight kept going up, up, up. And so when I joined vegan coaching, I was at my highest ever weight. And I just didn't like who I was. I didn't like what my appearance. I didn't like how I felt. And since joining, I've lost 30, 35 pounds. I feel good. I have energy. I'm not tired. I'm not, you know, I don't feel dead in the middle of the day. And I'm energized to get up most days and go work, get my workout in, get my steps in. And really, it just makes me feel a lot better, especially at this stage in my life. Yeah.
35 pounds. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And how much time was
that? About 5 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And I've been able to maintain it. I've been with the program now a little over a year. I've kind of hit a plateau, but that's one of the reasons I'm here today, is because I wanted to get, you know, restarted, re-energized, meet with the community,
yes,
and really reconnect and have an opportunity to jumpstart myself again.
Yes. See, that's interesting. You say it's it feels like a plateau, right? Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, you've been able to keep it off for quite a few months now, and I think a lot of people might lose the weight fast, but then they put it back on. Mm-hmm. So before we started working together, what were the things that you maybe tried to get off the weight?
Fasting, obviously, you know, intermittent fasting, but more not intermittent fasting like I do now, but more to my detriment, right? Trying to do cleanses, trying to go a day without eating anything and just doing a juice cleanse or just water for 24 hours, you know, just different things that you hear. You need to flush your system, you need to do this or you need to do that, and trying some. And at the end of the day, really, nothing is ever going to be easy. All of those quick fix things that are on your Instagram or on, you come on your feed, your social media feeds, or you see everywhere, they're not going to work. You have to put in the work to see the work. So
love that. That's true.
That's why I keep working.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. So you tried all these things, mm-hmm, and I was curious, when you learned about a program, mm-hmm, and what we do, Were you like a bit skeptical at first because like everything's online, like who are these guys?
Yeah, I was super skeptical because I started following your account first before you ever reached out to me. And I think you reached out to me twice. And the first time I ignored it, I was like, yeah, that's just, I'm not, I don't trust it. Here's this guy overseas. Yeah, I'm in America. Yeah. What? Yeah, it's a fluke. It's just a marketing gimmick or whatever. But then I was like, you know what? What do I have to lose? If I'm going to invest the money on some other gimmick, why not do this and see what happens? And if I can see the results, then better for me. And hopefully they'll teach me how to fix vegan food, you know, and help me really get over that hurdle on getting my macros right. Because I think a lot of times when you start this vegan journey, you think it's just vegetables, right? You know there's tofu out there, but the protein sources and how to fix those in meals and put it into my daily life was really impactful for me because I wouldn't have been able to do it without the guidance of this program.
Love that. Yeah, that's a big difference. That's very important. Yeah. So I was curious, like, was it the first online program that you did?
Or
did
Yes.
you do any online programs before? So what have you felt the difference between, let's say, personal trainer or online, and how's that been for you to work with online coach? Online program?
I need just a little bit of guidance. So the online has been okay for me. I don't need the constant, I have to self-motivate, otherwise it's not gonna work, right? So once I bought in, then it was just being able to touch, having that touchstone of having my coach to talk to when I needed to, seeing everybody else's success and being able to know that they're on the same journey and that they're seeing results, which means if I follow the program, I'm gonna see similar results. Because, you know, I can work with the trainer and I can do what they're saying, but it's just, honestly, it's a different vibe. I have a friend who's a trainer right now, and she's trying to do something similar.
Yeah.
And it's a different vibe. It's not better or worse. It's just you have to connect with the people that you're make your community.
That's important. Yeah, community is also a big piece, right?
Yeah. We're
here now with people that I also haven't met, but now we just met in person for the first time. So how was your first call with us? How did that go? How did you feel?
I was very energized, first call. And, you know, you guys you want to make sure you're working with people who are really committed. So you make sure that it's the right fit, you ask the right questions, and you really have to make sure that this is in, we're all in alignment together. So that was really good. Yeah.
Love that. That's good.
Energized. I came out of it feeling like, okay, let's go. Let's get started.
Did you have some doubt before, like before the program, in yourself? Not necessarily the program, but like sometimes we get this feedback, like, "Hey, yes, the program makes sense, but can I really do it? Like, do I believe in myself?" Did you ever have any of those thoughts?
I didn't have a doubt like that. I just didn't like who I was, and for me, it was more of, "Is this really going to work?" And once I lost the 30 pounds and I looked at myself in the mirror and I was able to see, wow, this is what I looked like, you know, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. That was very good for my psyche and for my self-esteem. And to be able to get in smaller size clothes, win. It was a huge win, right? That's half the battle, I think, for a lot of people. Is that you have to feel good about yourself to continue the journey. And so to be able to continue to see success and improve your self image, your confidence, is the game changer.
Yes. Did you have any specific like dresses or clothes that you want to fit in again?
No, because I'd gotten rid of all, like I had maybe 6 months before I started the program, I was like, I'm never going to fit in this clothes again. So I got rid of everything and now I wish I had it because I bet I probably could get in. But no, it wasn't anything specific. It was just knowing where I was at the height of my weight and what number I was pushing in clothes and dress size and where I am now.
Yes.
That's just a win. And it's several dress sizes.
So dress size, how many dress sizes?
Three.
Wow.
If almost four.
From?
Yeah. From my highest to where I am now.
Love that.
Yeah.
Amazing. So I'm curious then, like losing 35 pounds, going down three dress sizes, was it very restrictive? Did you have to starve?
No. Like, I had so much food. Like, I can remember going to my brother's for dinner with my family, and I took my vegan food with me. I had a full plate of food, and they're sitting there piling there with stuff that's not good for them, and they're like, my dad was like, that's a lot of food. I'm like, yeah, it is, and it's tasty, and it sustains you. You're not going to miss anything. Well, there might be a couple things, but for the most part,
obviously,
you know, there's alternatives, right? You just have to switch it out. That's all.
So, throughout the day in this program, were you like hungry, or like any of that?
I'm only hungry when I don't follow my macros.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, and that's when I tend to want to grab something quick and cheat, or you know, grab something that's not the best for me. Obviously, stressful job, so sometimes you want to grab something quick. But if I follow my macros, I'm not hungry. If I'm off or traveling or something and I miss a meal and I'm not able to get my protein in when I normally do, then I'll be hungry. But for the most part, as long as I follow the program, I'm good.
Nice. And have you been able to fit this into your lifestyle, like with work, with family?
For the most part, I do travel. So that was one of the struggles I had at the beginning, was trying to figure out how to travel, especially in markets that aren't very vegan friendly. And learning to pack my protein bars and my protein powder, and how do I fit that in? Or what are the other alternatives? What can I do if I don't have options around?
Mm.
So. But yeah, otherwise it's fitting into my routine is fine. I'm lucky. It's been seamless.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah, it's possible, even if you have a busy life or travel. And it's really not about being perfect. It's about finding solutions that work for you. And it's been really inspiring to see how you put in the work.
Thanks.
And it really equips you for daily life. Now, I want to touch a little bit about what you touched on in the beginning. Menopause, the age, and like hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So how have you felt, because a lot of our clients are also in the same range and have those questions as well. So how has it impacted your hormones, your well-being, your strength as a woman, like during the program?
I have to say, I'm not sure. I was at the end of my menopause journey when I joined. So I've heard from other people who have been on this journey that once you're at the end of your menopause, that the weight comes off easier. I don't know that that's true or not. I don't know. For me, I haven't seen a difference. I feel strong, but I do think I'm stronger than a lot of my contemporaries. Let me say that. But I don't know how my hormones play into that.
That's cool, yeah. That's why I was curious about your daily well-being.
Mm-hmm.
How has that changed since losing 35 pounds? How is your daily life? How do you feel? What does it feel like to be Christina?
Good. I am, for the most part, I do have problems sleeping. So sometimes I feel like I am tired. But overall, I have more energy. I do not get tired. I don't have that crash at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon that is typical for, I think, a lot of people. I'm able to sustain through my day. I feel like I'm living a life for someone younger than me.
Mm, I love that.
Yeah.
That's powerful. So how's your family, your friends, or coworkers, how did they react to your transformation?
I everybody was excited to see my transformation. They were happy for me as far as my weight loss. I've heard, well, that works for you. You know, they're not 100% behind it. They're like, well, we'll eat more vegetables, but they're not, they're in no way, shape, or form. They're okay that I'm doing it, but they're not going to join, and they're, you know, it's who I am at this point, but it's, they're not going to change who they are. And I don't, I guess they, I don't, I'm hesitating because I'm not sure if I could clearly say they accept it, but I don't know that they don't accept it. Does that, you know, it's just status quo.
How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with it. I don't have to please everybody.
That's right.
Yeah. I just have to please myself. And if this is what I need to do for myself to be healthy, then you guys go and do what you're going to do.
That's right. That's true.
Long term, who knows? In 20 years, I may be healthier than they are. I may live longer. I don't, you know, genetics are going to play some part in it, but I can make the choices now to take care of myself and my health the best way I feel appropriate. And that's what I'm doing.
That's so powerful. I like that. Because nowadays on social media, especially in the fitness space, looking at, for example, steroid use, so testosterone and just steroid abuse, is something that looks great now and they might also feel great now. But what is 20, 30 years down the road? So I love that mindset that you think, hey, maybe right now, like, they're not fully accepting it, and it's something I'm doing for myself, for my future. So that's a powerful mindset to have, for sure. That's how I think about it, too. So if someone's watching us right now and is curious about the program, what do you think, what kind of requirements do they, would they have to bring to be successful in our program?
You have to be willing to try, and you have to be willing to put forth the effort. It's, once you've made the commitment, if you follow the program, it's easy. But you have to be in the right state of mind, and you have to be in that, at that point where you're, okay, I'm ready. Because if you're not ready, if you're still unsure, you may come in and you may have success, but are you gonna stick with it? So you've got to have, and you just got to have the mindset. You've got to be committed to carrying this through.
I love that. That's very true.
Yeah.
Very true. And last question. So you said you lost 35 pounds in 5 months, and now you've been in the program for a year, roughly. So what's next for you, and what also changed, like, let's say, from day one to a year in, and after you lost 35 pounds?
Yeah. I had a lot of work stress. So that's kind of slowed down now. I want to refocus. I want to get back in some strength. I've had some, I think, some metabolism issues here in the last, I think I've been sabotaging myself. So want to refocus. And ultimately, I'm looking for change. I'm looking for life changes. I need to step out of where I'm at now, what's been bogging me down, and find some new paths forward.
Love that. Amazing. Yeah, I love to see your success. Very inspiring. And maybe last question, I'll say this last one. Working with your coach, how has that been?
Nathan's been good. He's there for me when I need him, and he knows that I'm pretty self-sufficient, but I'll reach out when I need him, and he checks in every so often too, so he's been good.
Love that. Love to hear it. So keep crushing it, right?
Thank you.
We still have a bit to go, and you're obviously looking great.
Thank you.
Strong. We're doing the deadlifts and the squats.
Representing for the females today.
Exactly. I think we caught some of those on camera as well. But yeah, again, keep crushing it. Thanks for coming on for the interview. And also you, thanks for watching. If you want to learn more about the program, you find all the details below this video. And yeah, if you want to crush your goals on a plant-based diet, just know it's possible and you can do it. If Christina can do it, you can do it as well. So thanks for watching. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Let's go. Amazing.
Thanks.